Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 818, Brock Hunter.
All righty then. My entrance to the winner's circle.
This is a rocking song. We got to add this to the playlist. We got to add
Seriously,
that.
Seriously, though.
Yeah. I think everyone would be on board with that. Anyway, folks, let's get to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? What's up? What's happening? Okay. I don't know. Yesterday we had so many. But now I should have saved a couple of them.
Yeah, you used them all. You used them all yesterday in like the podcast.
I did everything, man. I'm sorry.
Moron.
Okay, here, let's do this one. Hasbro says they are pulling trolls, right? The troll dolls from shelves over people's complaints that it promotes inappropriate touching.
Go on. Is that it?
The doll.
That's all you have to say, I guess.
The doll that they're talking about has a button between her legs under the skirt. When you press it, the doll gasps and giggles and says things like wee and oh.
Wait, what?
This is one of those rare cases where the parents aren't overreacting. It's very hard to believe that this doll made it into stores in the first place. Hasbro said nothing sexual is intended. A spokesperson said, quote, the feature was designed to react when the doll was seated, but we recognize the placement of the sensor may be perceived as inappropriate. Yeah, you think?
Wow. So initially I just thought it was like, you know, the old troll dolls. It's just those little naked troll dolls that you shake and the hair went up.
Yeah, and it had like the little gem in the belly button. Those dolls. Yeah. No. No, Hasbro had a meeting where they're like, all right, we're going to release a new doll. This is, I got an idea. Johnson, what do you think about it? This is what we're going to do. We're going to have a doll, and when you lift its skirt and you push a button that's underneath the skirt, it's going to say things like wee and ooh. I think maybe it's brilliant.
Maybe they made the doll for courtrooms. I mean, please show us on the doll.
They already got those dolls. Hasbro doesn't need to help out.
Well, those dolls in the courtroom don't make noise.
Yeah, they took it to another perverse level. It's unclear how long the toy has been out, but the Trolls World Tour movie came out in April. The toy started to go viral this week after a customer shared her concerns in a video on social media. An online petition was launched which claims the doll, quote, is conditioning our children to think pedophilia is okay. It has 250,000 signatures on it right now.
Yeah, it's bad placement.
How?
Not a good look.
How did this go through? Because you have to understand, it's not like just one guy is there making toys and then he sends it out. No. Right. It's got to go through a creative phase where someone draws it up. Then it's got to go through meetings. Then it's got to go through, you know, like, okay, well, what can we do? It goes through multiple stages. And if you think toys are just put together, watch any documentary or The Toys That Made Us. Watch that on Netflix. And you'll realize that toys go through a rigorous process of vetting to figure out what they should do. I mean, the original drawings for the Ninja Turtle toys were vastly different than what they came out with. So the fact that this went through multiple stages, this doll with a button under its skirt went through multiple stages, and it got cleared on every single one of those stages.
So I think we can chalk this up as just a big, big facepalm, right?
Oh, like, my God.
Are they going to get in trouble? They're not going to get in trouble, are
well,
they?
Well, I mean, obviously, you see the backlash with it. Hasbro has enough people, lawyers on retainer, that they're not going to be shut down for this. But
and I highly doubt, like, secretly in the back room, Hasbro's like, yes, let's, we're going to sneak one by him and try to subliminally...
God, I hope not, because I think we might have to do a vetting process through all the people that work there, for God's sakes.
Yeah. It's almost one of those things where you just go to Hasbro and you're like,
what
are you guys doing?
See someone, like, going to, like, the final production guy's office, like the guy who signs off, and it's, hey, Jim, you got a minute? Got to talk about this doll that you signed off on. Oh, yeah, what's going on, boss? Everything is going on. Pack
your stuff. Just make it make noise, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Good. God.
Oh.
I'm literally face palming right now.
You see that moment where he realizes, like, maybe the guy's just really innocent. Just, you know, but he had that breaking moment where the boss was like, yeah, make noise. Do it. And he's like, what? Oh, no. This is terrible.
Hey, Jim, got a sec.
Did we already make these?
Are they out?
You already made them? How many? Oh, God. I'm fired, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's fired. I understand. Good God, people.
WTF.